The Wrangell School District wants to make sure all students are healthy when they return from summer vacation. Under state law, students are required to get a varicella vaccine shot before they can attend school. The vaccination is used to prevent chickenpox. Wrangell Public Health Nurse Janet Strom says the vaccine also prevents shingles.
That prevents chickenpox, so kids do not have to get the chickenpox anymore, which is wonderful because not only do you get the chicken pox when you get your first infection, but then later on in your life, this virus can reactivate and cause shingles, which is a terribly uncomfortable and painful illness when you get older.
Strom says the vaccination became available back in 1995. Students in kindergarten through sixth grade are required to have at least two doses. Wrangell Superintendent Woody Wilson says the new regulation took effect last year. He says there will be no questions as to whether or not a child can be admitted to school if they don't have the shot.
Very important that people get that vaccination for their children, kindergarten through sixth grade, because the regulations do not allow us to have those kids in school if they haven't had at least their first immunization on chickenpox.
Parents are also required to make sure their children have a tuberculosis test. Strom says the purified protein derivative test, or PPD test, is designed to detect the early forms of the disease.
It's something that is placed on your arm on one day, and then 2 days later, someone needs to look at it, a health professional, and report that it's normal or not normal. In the past, all students and all staff were tested for tuberculosis every year. But a few years ago, the decision was made that we have not had as much tuberculosis as we did in past years, and so there's less frequent monitoring.
Strom says it is state law that students in kindergarten through seventh grade are tested for TB, like the varicella vaccination. Students will not be allowed to attend school unless they have a TB test. There are also medical exemptions for those who cannot get the vaccination. Both the vaccination and the test will be offered at the public health office for free. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.